Com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free for the USA is 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. And our direct line, same area code, is 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 and 413-4515. Now, I am especially honored and thrilled with this show this evening. And this I wanted to share with all of you this evening, that this is personal for me. I placed a call to the universe a year and a half ago for this very moment to unfold. And tonight, you are actually going to witness the answer to my prayer with our beloved Creator. And if you will permit, allow me to give you some background history on our guest this evening. And actually, before I get started with that, I've got so much I want to share with each of you. And as we unfold this show this evening, you will understand why it's so personal and so dear to my own heart. Tonight is the first night that we will officially be launching off the Worldwide Global Healing Circle. And our mission and our heart's desire is to reach every man, woman, and child worldwide. And you will find that each first Tuesday of every month, you will be able to come and be with us. If you have special healing requests, you are welcomed and encouraged to call in. Or for the ones in the PAL Talk, you're also able to type in your own personal healing requests as well. We ask that each of you share with your families, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors. Bring them all, especially our little ones. They are facing many challenges in our world today, and they truly need all of us to love and support them. And so without further delay, allow me to give you some background history on our guest for this evening. He is truly a native Hawaiian, and we all know him as Kahili. He is formerly the Aloha Man Healing Centers, has been formulating their mission for many years, and are poised to present both individual and group options for healing. We are moving into a group consciousness, and many are in desperate need of information to assist them in this transitional period. And if I may share with you very quickly, Kaylee's website, and that is www. And I am going to spell it for each of you very slowly. I invite each of you to go and explore Kaylee's website. I also have a wealth of information on my show page as well. And so here we go. It is spelled Kaylee, as in Nancy, UA-healer.com. Now, our founder, Kaylee, and his English name, Tony Watson, became aware of his desire to help people at a very early age. At the age of 14, he first saw Oral Roberts heal lives under a tent. And when I saw people getting out of the wheelchairs and walking, I told the Creator that moment that this is what I want to do with my life. This event began my journey as a healer. In 1968, Kaylee returning from Vietnam War, immersed himself in caring for his family. And in 1982, challenges in his own life caused him to call on the Creator for guidance. As Kaylee shares that he is beginning to with our beloved Creator, this was a new beginning, a new phase of his life, and he would indeed guide Kaylee. I received a message from his guidance relating to a woman in Hawaii who was suicidal. The Creator guided me through a healing for her. The gratitude expressed by this woman and her realization of how she could change her life was overwhelming. The message of unconditional love from the Creator touched her heart and gave her the courage to commit to her life. In the years that have followed, Kaylee continued to grow and learn the art of healing and had many successful and amazing experiences. In recent years, Kaylee has focused on distance healing over the internet as well as continuing his work on the island of Molokai. Energy work covers a broad spectrum of areas. Kaylee has performed healing that ranges from the spiritual to the physical, both living and deceased. Kaylee has performed healings in hospitals, homes, churches, and outdoor settings. And I'd like to share this moment as well. And Kaylee states, the rising cost of medical care and prescriptions today, especially for those on fixed income, has become unmanageable. Through Kaylee's healing services, he expects to reduce the number of people who are dependent on other sources by teaching the mechanics of healing, meditation, and manifestation. Please all, let's give a warm welcome to our beloved brother, Kaha Kuhuna Kaylee.
Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha, Leilani.
May I have you speak up just a little louder for us, if you would?
Oh, okay. How about now? Is it any
yes,
better?
Yes, much better.
Okay.
More better, as we would say back home, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sitting on my night right now, looking at the lake. I got myself a nice, peaceful atmosphere.
Oh, how nice. So let me ask you, as you're sitting on your back lanai, do we have a coconut with a little straw in it and enjoying a beautiful drink of pure coconut juice?
No, not with me right now, but now that you mention it, that does sound good.
It does, doesn't it? And real nice.
Yeah, it
and
does.
Cold. I'd like to start
that's
this.
Fresh coconut juice.
Say that again. I apologize.
I said nothing like fresh coconut juice straight from the coconut.
That's absolutely correct. I remember those days of attempting to shake the tree so that at least one coconut would fall to the ground, you know. And then you'd see a palm tree further down where a man was climbing up the palm tree so swiftly and with such ease, using only his hands and his toes to grip as he continued climbing. And so I would yell out, "Hey, I like coconut, okay?" I haven't said that in a long time, so thank you for allowing me to do that.
No, go right ahead. Share the
yellow
spirit.
I would like to start, Kahili, if we may, is giving everyone your Hawaiian name along with your English name as well. And then I'd like to ask if you will share with all of our listeners this evening, what is a kahuna, if you would?
Sure. My Hawaiian name is Kelei Kui Honua. My English name is Anthony Watson, but everyone knows me by Tony Watson. And as far as the definition of kahuna, kahuna, the definition of kahuna was not something that the Hawaiians came up with. It was the missionaries that came to Hawaii that gave them that name. And their definition of it is keeper of the secret. Okay, so we've been doing this for a long time, for years. And there is actually no school that I've been to, but how I've learned this is from within myself. I grew up and I learned through nature. And the very first time a tree talked to me, I almost jumped out of my skin. But that's how I started. So all of this is within everyone. And I have also learned what this power is and what this energy is. And it is very simple, people. When God created you, He also created the God energy that He is. And by creating you with that energy, you have full authority to use this energy, the same energy that He used to create the universe. You have full authority, and you do not have to have permission from anyone, because He gave that to you when He created you. And this is how my journey began. When I finally realized this, that's when I started to work with it. And it is very powerful. It is very powerful. And gives me understanding as to how His spirit works through all of us. And by understanding this, that's what led me into what I do now. You know, I do healing on the internet and here in Hawaii. So just thought I'd share that information with you. So the kahunas are actually, we're actually like all of you. We're no different. It's just we've learned to find the power source that we all are, to include every one of you. So no one is excluded from this power. Everyone has it. And everyone can use it. And you don't have to ask permission to use it, because that is what you are. You are a spirit experiencing the physical. And it is spirit that creates the environment that you live in, the situations that you live in. So if you don't like the picture that you're experiencing, change it. Trust the God that is within you and watch your life turn around. So it's nothing hard, it's nothing complicated, it's something that is very basic and simple. Because this is what God Creator is, very basic and simple. And imagine yourself having the same powers that energy that you are, the God Creator energy that you are. That same power that created the universe you exist in right now, is what you are. So if you can create the universe, you can create anything for yourself in your life and have a happy life.
Wow, that was so beautiful. You could really feel the love just radiating from your heart. And I'm so honored to be with you this evening, Ke'ili. Thank you so much. I'd also like to ask if you would tonight share with all of us, when a kahuna uses the term mana, what exactly are you referring to, and how does that initially play in our overall well-being?
Mana is just energy. And I use it in the term of the God energy, the God creator that I am, the same energy that all of us are throughout this planet. So the term of the word mana is energy, but I see it as the purest energy that could have ever, that this universe could have ever experienced. Because without that mana, that energy, nothing would be here today. And when you look at it, what was created standing on when he created the universe? There was nothing there. He was standing on his word. So look at all of these things, and this is what you are all about. You want to create something in your life? Speak it. Stand on your word. Know that it will happen. For the simple fact that that is what you want. There's no negotiating or no wishing. That is what you want. And trust that energy that you are, the mana that you are, and watch your life turn around. You can heal yourself. You can even teach yourself about this. But work with the energy that you are, and the wisdom and knowledge will begin to come, and just go with the flow. Go with the God energy flow that you are. Watch your life turn around. So this is nothing magic or different. It is natural. We all are this energy. We all are the same mana. Because there's only one God, one creator. But he gave us the same powers that he had when he created the universe. It is up to us to choose if we want to use this and work with this energy or leave it alone. So, yeah, that pretty much defines mana. It is energy. The most purest energy that you could ever think of. And that is the God creator energy that you are, all of you.
Thank you. And you know, it's so important, because I know for a lot of the listeners with BBSRadio.com, a lot of them are really brand new to the whole idea of kahuna, and it was so important to, you know, just to kind of bring them up to speed on exactly what a kahuna was, what exactly is mana, and, you know, which is our life force that we all have within ourselves. And so, and it's important that for the listeners of BBS Radio, I know that they, as I have spoken to them many a times, they're so thirsty to understand the ways of Hawaii and the kahuna ways, and they're always asking me so many questions, so it's just really nice to have you be able to actually share the true understanding of kahuna. On that note, one of the things that has been very dear to me as well is to share with people from all over the world the true spirit of aloha. So if you would, this night, would you please share with all of our listeners what that truly means?
Yes. The aloha spirit is pretty is more like a way of life here in the islands. In the old days, when you greet people, there was two ways. You don't shake hands. Either hug each other with heart to heart, facing each other directly, or some would the forehead, you know, the third eye, place the third eye, and greet each other. By doing this, you're respecting the spirit that we all are, and you're greeting the spirit, which is the life force of the individual. So we're showing honor to each other in that sense. Now, that's where the Aloha Spirit started, and that is what the Aloha Spirit is all about. It's sharing. Sharing the love between one another. Honoring each other for who we truly are. And also respecting each other for that. So the Aloha Spirit is still strong here in Hawaii. And but they greet people in different ways now. But the bottom line is the energy is still there. It's still there. And if you come to Hawaii, try to get to know the local people and experience this yourself from the local people. If you see them at picnics, you know, when they're in a happy environment, yes, you know, subtly, you know, get to know them, and you feel the energy. So, yes, the Aloha Spirit is the actual spirit of Hawaii. And, you know, this is Lemuria. We're the mountaintops of Lemuria. So this is pretty much the energy that we're working with, is the Lemurian energy. And this energy, that's what it's all about, is love, is loving each other, you know, caring for each other, supporting each other, helping each other. So
yes.
Pretty much that's what
may
it's all about.
May interject here for a moment, Ili, if I may?
Sure.
I apologize for the interruption. You know, it's really interesting because, you know, I'm listening to you talk about how we have the Lemurian mountain tops and the spirit of Aloha, where we honor, we respect, we support, we love, and we love deeply through not only just our interactions with each other, but also in our songs, our music. And it was so interesting because I know that Father had a real direct hand in bringing you and I together. And I'm so very grateful for this. And I knew at least a year and a half ago that it was so important as I continued my journey here in the mainland, just how thirsty and how much a lot of people just truly didn't understand a lot of the beauty or even be able to truly connect with that, and they're so hungry for that. So getting back to our beloved Creator, he shared with me, and he said to me, he says, you are from the peoples of Lemuria, and I have given you a special gift. And he proceeded to share with me that he has given this gift to all of humanity, to every man, woman, and child. But he says, my beloved daughter, for you are the rainbow children. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning to the end. And now you will rise up and show the beauty, the love that I have etched upon your hearts within yourselves, to share with the world worldwide. Is that not beautiful?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That was wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you. I was like, wow. And here we are today, is to show all humanity that we all have the love that beats within our own hearts. So that brings me to, let's talk about Ho'oponopono. I know that many people here on the mainland have heard a lot about Ho'oponopono, but I would like to hear your own perspective of the true Ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono is a way that we pray here in Hawaii. And what Ho'oponopono is about is to bring people together. And it's used mainly like if there's a dispute within the family, you know, then they come to see a kahuna, and that's what the kahuna does. It uses Ho'oponopono to bring the spirits together, to bring clarity, understanding, compassion, and love for each other with the truth of what the issue is. So it is spoken out, bluntly, because that's what it's all about. It's not a session to fight, but it's a session to understand. To understand how each and everyone in the particular family, what the issue is, and to make peace amongst themselves. But I have taken this Ho'oponopono concept, and I have also learned through this Ho'oponopono concept that yes, you can also use the same concept, working with the same mana, energy, and have thousands of people present. But if I call forward the God energy that they are, whoever is there for the healings, they will come forward. So it does not matter if the person understands English, because when I speak to the energy that they are, and the energy is the one that translated into their language so they understand. When I realize that it can work this way, I've started using it, and it does work. So there's no limitations with Ho'oponopono, or even where you're at, what you believe in. Trust yourself. Look at your language. Find your truth within your language. And whatever way you learn how to heal or teach, let that be. Because I do not claim that I can teach anyone, but what I do is I open up a window of communication from the God spirit that you are with your physical. And once this is established, then you become your teacher and your student at the same time. No one can teach you based on your pace of learning, because no one knows you that well but you yourself. So this is what Ho'oponopono is all about, is bringing things together in healing, communications, in every way, to have people to come together as one and function as one spirit. Because we all are the same spirit. There's no difference whether you come from China or wherever it may be. We are all the same energy, the same God source. So by knowing this, with Ho'oponopono, work with the spirit, and everything will be accomplished. And there's no limitation as to the amount of people that is there. If all 6.5 billion people want it, it will work. With the ones that is open to accept it, it will work for them. So it's just knowing who you are and trusting what you are, the God energy, everything else comes natural for yourself and for everyone else that's in your life.
So I have a special request, if I may. How do you feel about doing a healing for all our listeners this evening? Oh, before we do this, if you're open to it, would you, in your own words, share with all the listeners, because we have come together as one to have the World Global Healing Circle every first Tuesday of every month. And so in your own words, would you share with all the listeners this evening what our desire is?
Okay. As for myself, the ultimate in this lifetime is to find the creator energy that I am. And hear me from the heart, people, I found that. And what my goal is to share this with as many people that is open to learning. I see a lot of confusion on the internet and even in the media, the news I'm talking about. I see all this confusion, and this is why I'm doing what I am doing, is to share what I have learned with everyone, the whole world. I started off doing this for Hawaii, but it seems as though the world is catching on faster than Hawaii does. But this is my goal, is to have a place where people can come. You need healings? Yes. We'll work with you. I have a room in Pal Talk, and in there, we play no music. That room is named Healing and Question and Answer, and that is exactly what we do. People come in there, ask for help for healing. It is done almost as soon as they ask. And that's why we don't play music in our room. Because the room is there to help people and heal them and to answer questions as to what are they experiencing in their life's journey. And the same question comes up many times. What is my purpose for being here on the planet? It is basic and simple. Find the God creator that you are. That's all it is. Find that, you find happiness, prosperity, and everything else will come along with it. Stay in your now moment. That is where your power is, in your now moment. In your now moment, you can create your future now moment as to what you want. So nothing happens outside of your now moment. Only within your now moment. Because without your now moment, you have no past. Without your now moment, you have no future. So, stay in the now moment and learn. So as far as, you know, then you know what my goals are with what I am doing. This is it. And I will be doing more of this on the internet, and I'll be, Leilani has asked me to come and be a guest once a month, and I will be here to share these informations with all of you, to touch your hearts so your heart can open up to your own truth of who you are. There is no separation in this universe. Everything is one. It has to be that way. Because there is only one God. So there is only one power. And you are that power. All of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to remind our listeners tonight that the first Tuesday of every month, we will have the World Global Healing Circle, and we invite people from all over the world, every man, woman, and child, to come and join us. We will be also taking healing requests from all of you. If you have a specific area of concern, let us know about it. We're here to serve each and every one of you. It doesn't matter what it is or how big you may think it is. When you are working with God, all things are indeed possible. So we invite you to join us every first Tuesday of every month for the World Global Healing Circle with the Universal Spiritual Connection. On that note, and we will also have, as we unfold each show, each month, we will have many, many wonderful surprises for all of you as well. So we hope that you will continuously join us during our healing circle. So, Kaili, what do you think? Would you like to do a healing for all our listeners this evening?
Oh, sure. Sure. Let me get a center and take about less than a minute, and I'll be back.
Thank you. On that note, I want to remind you as well, if you should have any questions that you would like to ask Kaili tonight, you are welcomed and invited to call in. Our toll-free number for the USA is 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519, and our direct lines is area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 and 413-4515. I'd love to invite each of you, if you'll click on to the link above in the Pal Talk room, it'll take you directly to my show page. I have a wealth of information to share with all of you this evening. And we also have posted Kaili's website as well in the room for all you Pal Talk listeners. And let me give that to you guys once again, and that is www.kaelikaeuehonua-healer.com. I also would like to remind all of you that Kaili has a room as well in Pal Talk, and we invite you to come and join us there as well. Kaili, are you back with me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. So we have about 12 minutes, Kaili, for a healing for all our listeners this evening. Can you believe it? And then we'll have to say goodnight to each other.
Okay.
And go ahead.
Aloha, Father God within. Aloha, Father God within all that is listening on the radio and on the internet. I thank all of you for being present. And as we are all one, and all of you have heard about your truth being the God creator yourselves, that energy is what I speak to within all of you. I do not know what healings you need. I do not know what language you speak. But I speak to this God source that you are to translate all of this information to help and to heal you. And I ask all of you God creators that you are, that you know what the individual needs to be healed. Whether it's a physical healing or an emotional healing or releasing and letting go of their blockages, whatever it may be. And whatever that you see within them that you feel or know that needs to be healed and released and let go, then I ask you now, Father, forgive them for creating the blockages that they have. Release these blockages. Open a window of communications with them so they may begin to speak with you like how they speak with their families and friends. With clarity and understanding, with acceptance and love. I ask your Holy Trinity, which consists of your high self, your subconscious mind, your spirit guides and guardian angels, to take its rightful place directly above your crown chakra, and I ask this Trinity to create a golden rod and to drive it right through your spine all the way down to Mother Earth's core and to ground there. I ask you, crown chakra and high self, to open up to Father Sky. And in this now moment, Father God, creators that we all are, that is here to be healed, healed to be taught. All that that you need, that they need to be healed now, remove it all and attach it to that golden rod. Allow the golden rod to be the one to release it from their physical body and their emotional body also. The memories cannot be removed, but it is the emotions that can be. So I ask that all emotions that needs to go back where it rightfully belongs, go back to where you rightfully belong, and the ones that is there that is not for the good of the individual's concern, attach yourself. Attach yourself to the golden rod. I call upon you, Father Sky, to bring your purified, your pure energy into all of your children right now. And all that has been attached to the golden rod to take it along with you all the way down to Mother Earth, to where it is grounded, and to allow Mother Earth's fire energy to purify it, release it in the universe as purified energy, pure energy. I also, Father, I, Kili'iku'i Honua, knowing fully who I am and have full authority to use this energy that you have given me, I ask that all that is here for healing and the ones that supports them to all join now in 100% agreement to everyone's request to you, Father. I thank you, Holy Father. And now I ask you, Trinity, to close and seal the crown chakra and all the God energies that you all are right now. I call upon all of you and I ask to seal these healings for all of you individually. So no negative thoughts, intent, word, or deed may enter this healing. Whatever you have asked for, expect it. And before you go to bed, thank the God Creator that you are. And see how you feel in the morning when you wake up. I say to all that is here, the Trinities, the God energies that each and every one of us is here. And most of all, for you for participating in this healing. I say, Vauia oi, malamopono, aloha, ameni, ameni, ameni.
Right to the core of my soul. And as we're allowing our listeners this evening to gently come back when you're all ready, but I do invite each of you to allow yourself to bathe in this healing energy. And I will, before we have to say goodnight to you, Kuyili, I'd like to have you share more of your thoughts in areas that we haven't necessarily covered this evening, and areas that you feel is important that you would like to share with all the listeners.
The one main point that I'm trying to get across to the people in Pell Talk, mostly, is simple. Trust yourself. Because I see people calling on masters. They're there to assist us. I'm working on a healing session to stop the AIDS and to heal the people with AIDS worldwide. For the simple matter, the masters are there to assist us. We are here on the planet. We are experiencing it. If we come together and work as one, we are the ones to make the changes. And the reason why I have my room in Pell Talk is to help people. Like, there's Nordic there. She's from Sweden. I'd love to have her learn and be the catalyst for Sweden. So wherever you sit right now, be the catalyst. Be the one to teach in your area, to heal in your area, so that this energy can spread throughout the world. So this is what I'm there for, you know, and for nothing else. That's why there is no music in my room. I'm more concerned in getting this out to everyone, so everyone can become the catalyst in their particular areas all over this planet. And what better way to reach the world is through the internet. So, you know, that's all I have to say. And for all of you that participated in the healing student tonight, before you go to bed, thank the God Creator that you are and ask that He begin to bring you information pertaining to your life. Then you will have a personal teacher between you and the God Creator that you are. So you are the teacher, you are the students. Keep your heart open, keep your mind open, and become the creator that you are. Aloha. Aloha.
Wow, I'm still actually bathing in this wonderful healing energy that you have been so generous to give to all of us this evening. We do want to remind our listeners this evening is every first Tuesday of every month, you will see that Kaili and I will get together with the World Global Healing Circle. We've got Carrie O'Connor that will also be joining us next month with the circle as well. And we'll have a lot of other individuals that will come to participate. And can you just imagine, God says, when two or more gather in my name, there is power. And so one of my desires is to bring many healers together under one roof, and we will come together to assist each and every one of you. Can you just imagine the magnitude when we all get together? Oh, boy, can you feel that? Can you leave that again?
Yeah, I can feel it. That'll be great.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Well, it's a true honor to have you with us this evening, and I'm going to keep the room open for a little while if any of the listeners in Pal Talk have any comments or suggestions or ideas that they would like to share with all of us. I will be in the room here shortly. I thank each of you for coming. I'm always honored to have all of you with us this evening. And thank you, Ka'idi. Throw out a Samaria flower for me out into the ocean, okay?
Oh, I will. I will. In fact, I was thinking of going down to the going to the beach this Sunday, so I'll do it then.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll send the salt crystals to, I'll transport the salt crystals to you. You know how powerful that is, from the ocean. Dry up the salt from your body and send it. So I'll do that for you too, Leilani.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I will be coming home soon, and when I do, you and I will get together. And so you'll see a lot of wonderful things unfolding on the World Global Healing Circle. It's a long time dream for me, and this is very dear to my heart. But I also want to take this opportunity as well is to really share a part of my home, my aloha, with each of you. So on that note, Ka'ili, I can just feel the energy. Thank you. It is time for us to say goodnight. It has been a real pleasure for me, and thank you for helping me to make this dream possible, is to be of service to humanity.
Thank you too, Leilani, because this is the very first time I've ever been interviewed, and I am honored to be here, and I'm honored to be here to serve all of you listeners on the internet or at home, listening to your radio.
Oh, aloha, my family. Hugs and kisses.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, sweetie.
Good night.
Aloha.
To you, and we'll be talking. Aloha, nui loa to each and every one of you. And remember, I am that I am. I am. Ooh.